Talk Live, 855-453. You can give us a call and talk about whatever's on your mind here on Free Talk Live. We've been kind of all over the board this evening. We had a story that I brought in about NSA, a study on NSA collection of metadata that shows that in the 225 terrorism cases that were studied by the New America Foundation, that this metadata that the NSA has collected hasn't been useful, really, any more useful than standard policing techniques. So that's been essentially disproven.
Yeah, for the 225, the NSA data helped catch about 6% of those, and the rest of it was all traditional, conventional methods, or you know, something like that. And this, we're kind of, you and I are not surprised by this, Mark, right?
Well, government's pretty inefficient. I think that the NSA metadata is doing, the collection of metadata is doing what it's supposed to do. Governments love information.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter whether the government can use the information to benefit us. And this is the fallacy that's going on here. People think that the United States citizens believe still in their hearts the United States government is trying to help them. It's not. It's a state like any other state throughout the thousands of years of states. It's out there to help itself. It's out there for the common best interests of the bureaucrats and politicians. Now, in some cases, those best interests may coincide with you and yours, but in many cases, they will not. So it's doing exactly what it's supposed to be doing. It's creating a bunch of government jobs, a bunch of hangers-on that really don't produce. This is indicative of governments. I'm not saying that every government job doesn't produce. I think that police officers and firefighters and garbage collectors, these people do produce something. I think that there's efficiency questions that we can ask about those jobs. But you will find very few useless jobs in the marketplace. Whereas with governments, there's nothing created. There's no value created in the marketplace by the NSA collecting this metadata. And there are thousands of jobs that surround this. There's a giant building in Utah that they're putting together, I guess. Just tremendous place. I think it might actually be near St. George, which is where we're broadcasting this evening. Hello to all you NSA folks out there. Remember to support your local businesses. So I'm completely unsurprised by this.
I wish I had something to add to that, Mark, but I don't. The government went out to collect data. They don't care too much if it's not helping to catch terrorists right now. They just want the data. Data is Google's revenues are built on data. It's a huge moneymaker now, and it'll have value for them regardless of whether it's used to prevent terror in the U.S.
Well, I have another story here that I found kind of interesting, and I think less from the circumstances of the story than more just sort of what is our internal imperatives versus societal imperatives. So this is from ABC News. It's the mother of a 6-year-old Massachusetts girl has been charged with kidnapping. Did you get that?
A mother charged with kidnapping?
Of her 6-year-old daughter, after she allegedly abducted her daughter to avoid losing her to state child protective services. So the district attorney overseeing the case said officials believe the girl had been in immediate danger. They wouldn't really tell us why she was in immediate danger, but, that was it.
Where did you say this abduction took place?
It was, it's Fitchburg, near Lemon.
Yeah, this was recent, wasn't it?
I heard
the Amber Alert while I was driving through town.
There's an Amber Alert that went out, and that's probably why it came across my screen, is because it's relatively close to where we are.
Uh-huh.
And I guess she got the kid coming off the school bus or on the school bus or something like that. And I'm sure this little girl was very happy to see her mama. I'm just guessing.
Yeah.
I don't know what the circumstances are. I don't know why the 6-year-old girl was taken. I wouldn't propose to know.
Yeah, you don't. You're not sure, but it's very, very probable. It's very possible that the daughter was delighted to see the mother.
What it brought to my mind was, if you're incarcerated, it's in Florida, at least I can tell you, it's a felony, level two or class B or whatever it is, felony punishable by up to 10 years in prison to attempt to escape. However, if you're a member of the armed services and you're captured POW, now you're in the Marines, right?
Uh huh.
What's your orders? Your standing orders if you're captured?
You're supposed to try and break. You're supposed to try and escape.
So your orders are to escape if you are captured.
You're supposed to confound the enemy in the best way you know how. And
right.
I think escape is it suggests itself naturally to the prisoner.
Now, I think that Hogan's Heroes did a far better job, but those were some confounded enemy there. But so it's interesting how the state, when confronted with another state, has a completely opposite way of suggesting that you behave. So if the state incarcerates you, the United States government incarcerates you, then you must stay incarcerated. However, if you are incarcerated by another state while working for the United States government, you should not stay incarcerated and do everything in your power to be unincarcerated. So in this case, the government wants you to be completely responsible for your children until the government tells you that you cannot be responsible for your children, in which case it is kidnapping if you try to take your child back and do what's sort of natural.
Uh-huh.
And I think that you run into a lot of real problems when you attempt to subvert natural human instincts. I don't know why this little girl was taken from her mother. I want to make that 100% clear. But I just thought that the first line really jumped out at me. Mother of a 6-year-old Massachusetts girl has been charged with kidnapping after she allegedly abducted her daughter. I mean... What else would she try to do? I can only imagine if, for whatever reason, the government decided I was some kind of dissident, and the fact that they haven't decided that I'm some kind of dissident confounds the heck out of me, but if they decided I was some kind of dissident and decided to take my child away as a result, it would be my one goal is to get my child back. Now, maybe the best system...
Your mission in life.
It would be. Now, maybe the best system for getting your child back is to do whatever the government bureaucrats say you're supposed to do.
Uh-huh.
But maybe the best system is to work outside of the law and try to get your kid back and skedaddle across the border or something like that. I don't know.
Sure, maybe the government bureaucrats have told you, give it up. You're never getting her back.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I couldn't say, but I think that it's interesting that... when you work for them, they say, confound the other government as best you possibly can. But when they're abusing you as tax cattle, you must obey or you will die. And, these are the kind of weird, perverse incentives that they send out there. And I don't know. I guess I just found it kind of interesting.
I know when I was driving through and I heard that Amber Alert, like I said, the first thing I thought of was... poor mom, she's been screwed over by the courts and I just took kind of a knee-jerk libertarian reaction to it. And I assumed that the lady, while probably not perfect she's certainly not perfect, none of us are, but she was a mother who wanted to spend time with her daughter, and she was probably desperate, and the courts had gotten between her and her children, and some bad was going to result from it. And that's sort of that bad was sort of what I thought to myself on the other hand, because on the first hand, I think, I don't think she's going to make it, but you go, girl. But then I think about the fathers who are taking their children and jumping off of buildings with them because they can't have them, so nobody can have them.
It's disgusting. If they have the best interest of the child at heart, I have all the sympathy in the world. When they, get all mixed up in their own little worlds and get selfish like that, I have none. 855-450-FREE. Your thoughts on this subject, because it is a sticky one. 855-450-3733.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact in helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. You can give us a call and talk about whatever's on your mind here on this live edition of Free Talk Live with Mark
and Johnny Ray.
Yeah, you're probably wondering where Ian is. You're not the only one. Where is Ian? Well, he's off at a, school board meeting or something like that here in the town. He takes a special interest in local politics, and I wish the best for him.
That, he's more involved with his community than I am. And I'm a little bit, but I don't put in the time that he does.
He, you know, I can say this about him, is he encourages people to come here for the Free State Project and get active.
Uh-huh.
And he believes in leading by example. I mean, leading, he would really dislike that term. But he believes in setting an example. He believes in not recommending that people do things that you yourself are not willing to do. And that, you know, it's an admirable and heroic stance. I don't put in the time in local politics that this guy puts in. But I do wonder to myself, as far as weighing things out, is am I doing more for liberty by being on Free Talk Live? Talking to people about the ideas of liberty, you know, being the premier talent on this show, and
undoubtedly
the premier talent on the show, and you know, parsing out these ideas in a way and making it easy for people to understand the ideas of liberty, or talking to some elected official or government bureaucrat who wants me to die. That if I fell over with a heart attack right there in front of them, a little something inside of them would just jump up and down with joy.
Yeah, I have to agree.
Yeah. So,
what conclusion did you come to? I'm sorry, was that a difficult decision, or are you being ironic?
No, I'm telling you,
or sarcastic.
The more experience I have with local politics, the less interested I become in it. I feel a certain obligation to participate in ways, and I certainly participate more than most. But you know, I ran for unopposed, I'll point out, for delegate to the state convention, and I went off and did my stuff there. These are relatively easy things to do.
Oh, were these in the heady days of Ron Paul, 2012?
Let's see. Yeah, I think it was 2012. So yeah, I guess I'll be running again this year.
Okay.
I'll have to remember to, get the right date.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, you go there and do your little thing. It's not that big of a commitment, but I wonder when you go to these local politics things where there's people with opposing views, you know, some people want to do one thing, some people want to do another thing. I just want people to leave each other alone. And you think to yourself, how is this ever going to be solved? People keep on using this mechanism of government, local government, and it doesn't seem like a real good arbitration method to me.
It seems like an extra layer to me.
All right. So you'd said that during the break that apparently people are trying to steal my tax return.
That's right, Mark. Identity thieves gear up to steal your tax refund.
Not mine, just so you know.
From CNBC. What's worse than filing your taxes? Having identity thieves steal your return check. Identity theft is already a serious problem. The number one complaint to the Federal Trade Commission and tax-related identity theft is a growing part of the crime spree. I don't think I read that quite right. I'm going to try it again. Identity theft is already a serious problem. The number one complaint to the Federal Trade Commission and tax-related identity theft is a growing part of this crime spree. No, it just wasn't written right.
Okay. Well, what it makes me think about is ProXPN and the way that you can protect
naturally,
some of your data with by encrypting. Now, ProXPN sponsors the phone lines here at 855-450-FREE. But what they do is they offer a VPN. That's a virtual private network. And what it does is essentially creates this encrypted tunnel through your internet service provider to ProXPN's internet service blinking box things that puts you in a much safer position. So if you're, for instance, in the airport or a coffee shop or something like that, you want to get on your computer, you get on, there are likely people there sniffing your packets, and meaning that they're trying to figure out what's going on. If you're putting sensitive information out across the internet, they can see that stuff. And a lot of times, you know, being on the laptop, it's a private experience. You think you're safe and you're not really thinking about it. That's the reason you should have ProXPN, because it makes it very, very safe for you. And they've got some really great rates. If you go to ProXPN.com/FTL, use promo code FTL20, you'll get 20% off their premium account, and that's really great. So if you use the annual plan, that adds up to about $5 a month. And if you pay with Bitcoins, there's an additional 33% discount. So it's really freely and expensive, and a great way to handle security, especially if you're not in your home network. It's, again, proxpn.com/FTL.
So the story says that identity theft is the number one complaint to the Federal Trade Commission, and tax-related identity theft is a growing part of this crime spree. In 2010, about 15% of all identity theft complaints to the Federal Trade Commission dealt with tax returns. In 2013, 15%, well, in 2013, it jumped to 43%.
Oh, my goodness. So these are pretty good-sized hits for these criminals, because they're getting, you know, sometimes thousands of dollars in a tax return, right?
Yeah, I believe the story goes on to say that what they do is they'll get your Social Security number somewhere.
Can't be that hard. I mean, it just about any auto dealer can, you know, just about anybody can get your Social Security number, right?
Yeah, and then they I know I give it out all over town.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Everybody wants it.
Yeah. So the fraudsters will take your Social Security number, and then they'll just make they'll make their own tax return, and they'll just guess at the income, or maybe they've got that data too, so it can be more credible to the IRS. And then they file a tax return with your information, with your Social Security number, and have them send the return check to the fraudster instead of to you.
Let me ask you this, though. So if they get my SOCH, right, I won't be filing a return this year. But if they get my SOCH and they file a return in my name and they just make a bunch of crap up and demand the government send them a check for whatever, you know, say $5,000 or something, I can tell you the government isn't going to be returning me, because this was, you know, they're not going to be returning me any $5,000. I'm not going to be doing that.
Uh-huh.
If I were to file a, you know, legit claim or whatever. So do they file a fake one and just make up a number and the government sends them a check for it? I mean, this is really just sort of ripping off the government, not necessarily ripping off the individual, right?
Well, I look at it as ripping off the individual, okay. But it's an individual who is chosen to participate in who's chosen to cooperate with the IRS, or works for an employer who cooperates with the IRS.
Well,
so the blame partly rests.
It's grudging cooperation.
the blame partly rests on the person. The story goes on to say, Mark, that you can get your return check after an investigation,
okay,
which takes about 180 days.
Oh, so they really put off. A lot of people really count on getting these returns, you know, for their paying bills and things like that. But then if they're put off for 180 days, it's probably even longer than that, too.
Certainly inconvenient.
855-450-FREE. Has something like this happened to you? It said it's a large percentage of the population. Tell us what happened. 855-450-FREE.
This is an important announcement for anyone with a student loan who is having trouble making their monthly payments. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline that has been set up especially for you. Grab a pen and take down this number or put in your cell phone. But call 1-800-652-3709. That's 1-800-652-3709. When you call the National Student Loan Relief Hotline, you'll get free information. Free information to help you relieve the overwhelming financial burden of an ongoing, endless student loan. If you are behind, late on payments, or even in default on your student loan, the National Student Loan Relief Hotline can help you. You may also be able to cut your payments in half right away. The National Student Loan Relief Hotline can also stop the harassing phone calls, wage garnishments, and even remove tax liens. But you have to call 1-800-652-3709. The National Student Loan Relief partner companies have helped thousands of people just like you fix their student loan problem. Call 1-800-652-3709 for free information today. That's 1-800-652-3709.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Planting.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want. Actually, you can use Skype, too. Our username's lrn.fm. You'll have to send a request first, but we'll approve it, and you can call us. 855-450-FREE. It's Mark with you.
And Johnny Ray.
Ian said he might show up by the end of the show. We'll just see about that,
though. Okay.
So, just so folks know. Could happen. You know, one thing I'm glad that Free Talk Live has gotten into, and actually everybody's interested in this. I mean, it's not like we're leading the way or anything, is more privacy on the internet. Not only are, the phone lines here brought to you by ProXPN, and not only do we talk about ProXPN nightly, but another service is called CryptoKit. It's a plugin for your Chrome browser. It's only for Chrome right now. They're working on rolling it out to the other browsers, but, still in beta. And it's a secure messaging system. It uses PGP set up right in there so that you can send messages or emails through your plugin on Chrome, and I can use it, which means that it's relatively easy to use.
And I would like to point out again that PGP is Edward Snowden approved.
Yes,
Snowden said to protect you from your government.
Snowden said that it was effective. Also, it has an instant Bitcoin wallet in it that is among the easiest ways to use Bitcoins, especially if you're right at your computer.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, it's really great. And all the wallet data is stored client-side, so it's never sent to any servers, and that means that not even CryptoKit knows what your password is or has access to your Bitcoins. And since the code's open source and visible for anyone to see, you can rest assured that not only are you that you're in control of your funds. So it's a suite of tools that include not just the things I've mentioned, but a kind of a cool news feed and, you know, charts for Bitcoin. So interesting to look at. Nonetheless, go to CryptoKit.com. It's spelled with a K, KrypitoKit.com, and check it out. You might as well try it. It's free. CryptoKit.com.
Speaking of Bitcoin, did you guys talk about the Overstock story?
Oh, yes. That's a huge, huge story.
Yes, you did.
O.co is now taking Bitcoins, and they had a huge day when they rolled out their Bitcoin service. Everybody was thanking them. By the way, I don't know if you saw this, but the number one state for sales?
I saw it, yeah, per capita.
New Hampshire.
Yep.
New Hampshire, of course.
Surprise.
This is the Bitcoin center of the world.
New Hampshire is future land.
In many ways, that's true. Let's go check out Dean calling in from Canada. Dean, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. I am just calling with a quick update. We are occupying a farm here in Ontario to prevent the military from expropriating it in order to build a new base. It's owned by an 85-year-old man. And we've been here for the last 2 days, and this is our second night here. The bulldozers, and the military did show up yesterday morning, and 85-year-old Frank Myers drove out on his tractor and served them with cease and desist orders. They did back off yesterday, and we did have a pretty big group here all day yesterday, and we had a few of us stay overnight. They tried to come back early this morning in the wee hours of the morning. One military police officer accessed the farm from a road on the, at the rear of the farm. And Frank got on his tractor and chased them away. He turned right around, and they haven't been back since. So I think they're hoping that we will vanish, thinking that we've won so that they can demolish his buildings after we're gone. But that's not going to happen. And,
yeah, the governments are in these funny positions. So you having backed them down makes them look really bad. But
yeah,
the smart thing for them to do would be like, oh, let's go do something for a couple of weeks. And we'll come back. You know, that would be the smart thing.
Exactly. And up until this afternoon, we had been staying on the part of the property that the military wants to let Frank Myers keep. But today, Frank called the military base and demanded an audience with the commander of the base. And after he didn't show up, we decided to cross the railroad tracks onto the disputed property, and still they haven't showed up. And that was kind of disheartening because you kind of expect your enemy to react in the way that you want them to.
Expect
them to show up with a big show of force, and we thought we'd make them look like the bad guys. And sometimes you forget that the government sucks at everything, but they're really good at they're really good at messing around with you.
I'm going to assume that you said bucket there. And,
yes.
Let's, what my question is that, I think they don't want to look like they've lost, and that they, they're wisely not bringing the big show of force, because the big show of force would be the real loss here. Every time the government does this against its citizens, it looks really bad for them. So I don't know. I mean, oftentimes this is what's happened in these instances, is the government will back off for, a couple of weeks, couple of months. A friend of mine here in New Hampshire, actually, is down in Massachusetts, Palmer, Massachusetts. He had his house taken away because he refused to pay property taxes. Now, I'd point out that he was a member of the volunteer fire department. The stipend was less than whatever the tax burden The stipend was about what the tax burden was for the things he used. He never sent a kid to the school, so that would have been something else. But it wasn't that he wasn't contributing to the community. It's just that he refused to pay property taxes. And we went out there, there were a bunch of people, and the cops backed off. They kind of circled around once or twice just to get a lay of the land, and then they left. A few months later, they came and took the guy's house in the middle of the night. Whatever. They got it. So they're not going to give you a warning.
We thought we could draw them in. We had all the major national media outlets here, and that just kept them away. We thought it's good coverage for us, but for them, they don't want to be seen, arresting peaceful people.
Dean, I want you.
Go ahead.
I want you to be very careful, of course, and I have a question. Can you tell me anything more about this expropriation and how that went down, eminent domain? Do you know any more about that?
Yeah, it's the same principle as eminent domain. They call it expropriation here in Canada. CFB Trenton, Canadian Forces Base Trenton, is the largest military base in Canada. And this farmland owned by Frank Myers butts up against that, and they decided they wanted to expand the base and buy out. Sorry, there's a train coming past me.
No problem. It sounds authentic.
Yeah, that's atmosphere.
Yeah, I told you there were train tracks here. So they wanted to buy out all the farmers surrounding the base in order to expand the base so they could build a new training center. Can you hear me still?
Yep, yes. We got you.
While most of the farmers probably didn't want to sell, they just couldn't afford the expense and the time commitment to fight it. And Frank Myers has been fighting this battle on his own for 7 years before it even came to the attention of the media. And it's just been within the last few months that he's had all this support from us, and he's the last holdout. And even then, they did coercively get him to sign an agreement under duress. He stated both before and after that he does not want to sell his farm, so that's why we're occupying it now. But the Department of National Defense claims it as their own land, and that's why they were prepared to commence with the demolition yesterday. But we managed to hold them off thus far, and now it seems to be just a waiting game. They're hoping to wait us out, and that's why we're needing more bodies to come and stand guard around the clock. So if you have any listeners in southern Ontario or southwestern Quebec, or if any of your listeners have friends here, we're really looking for more bodies to come and stand guard here around the clock.
How long do you guys plan to be there? I mean, just trying to keep the momentum going is going to be difficult for everybody. There was a situation here. Yeah, I want to continue to talk to you about this, Dean. There was a situation here in New Hampshire where the Ed and Elaine Brown, their house was being taken from them, and a bunch of people, liberty-oriented type folks and other folks, militia-type folks, got together to occupy the land, but you just couldn't get the staying power.
Ed got in the end.
Yeah, he got in the end. So did Wayne. They're in prison now. 855, 453.
Difficulty sleeping? Wake up frequently? Rely on sleeping pills? Your days of sleepless nights may be over thanks to a clinically proven scientific breakthrough from QHD Medical using a revolutionary multi-layered holographic disc. The disc infuses energy influencing the sleep cycle, allowing for a deeper sleep. It's completely safe with no side effects. Wake up refreshed and feel better. The hologram is non-transdermal and nothing enters the body. Think of acupuncture without the needles. When properly placed on the body, the disc can result in a remarkable increase in sleep by calming the body's energy flow. Want to try one? Well, here's an offer you can't refuse. Call 844-5-SNOOZE right now and get your disc free. That's right, free. Just pay the small shipping and handling fee and end sleepless nights. Each disc is good for up to 7 days. Call 844-5-SNOOZE for your free disc now. That's 844-5-SNOOZE or online at QHTMedical.com.
If you're a baby boomer or senior, please listen closely to this important message. Politicians in Washington are quietly plotting to decrease your Social Security payments drastically, and they want to do it soon. In fact, despite rising prices at the gas pump, grocery store, and doctor's office, retirees have received a mere 1.3% annual increase to their Social Security checks. Meanwhile, food stamp recipients have seen their payouts increase over 30% under the Obama administration. That's shocking. So when we stumbled upon a weird trick that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security checks, we knew we had to share it with you. To get started, simply go to MyBenefits311.com. Yes, it's true. You can take simple steps that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security payouts. Newsmax says MyBenefits311.com is a critical resource for anyone over 50. Go to MyBenefits311.com now. That's MyBenefits311.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338. And talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever you want. That's the format here on Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Johnny Ray.
855-453. Also, we have a Skype line where you can get us at username lrn.fm. I just approved a contact request from a gentleman. So there you go.
Does that mean we're going to be talking to this gentleman
at some point? I assume he might may or may not call in. I assume with the name Dan, this gentleman. I'm just taking a poke in the dark though there, and that's what we do. You send it to contact request, and then you can give us a call on Skype. Our username is lrn.fm. Johnny Ray,
yes, sir.
I'm going to Miami soon.
Congratulations.
Yes, January 25th and 26th, I'll be down in Miami for the North American Bitcoin Conference, and there's going to be hundreds of other Bitcoiners down there. The event is intended to, help direction set for Bitcoin, at driving it from sort of a currency, from speculation to a mainstream. And I think that that's really happening for Bitcoin. I'm excited, and I'm excited to be around these people who want to see that happen like I do. So when you see all the infrastructure that's around Bitcoin, I think it shows it to be so much more robust than the altcoins, and I find that very interesting. So folks like Tony Gallippi, Roger Ver, Jeffrey Tucker, Jason King, Charlie Lee, all these folks are going to be down there at the Bitcoin conference. You can go get your tickets at btcmiami.com. And Tony Gallippi, who is the CEO of BitPay, they're sponsoring merchant workshops. So if you're a merchant and you want to find out how to take Bitcoins, you can take their free workshops. You don't have to buy a ticket for anything else. Just go for the free workshop. It's worth it. If your business, if you're one of the first ones taking Bitcoin, you're going to get some press out of it. It's btcmiami.com for more information for the North American Bitcoin Conference. You'll get to see me. I'm emceeing the event. I think it's going to be very exciting.
You're emceeing the event. Congratulations again.
Yeah, thanks for that.
And do you have a lot of friends in Miami?
I don't really know anybody. People think that Florida is Miami, and I don't know anybody in Miami. I'm from Sarasota. It's 100 and something miles away.
what, Miami is Cuba and Sarasota is Texas?
It's just farther. I just don't have friends over there. I just, you know, I Miami's a great place, but I don't have any friends there.
I spent a night in the ER in Homestead, Florida.
I'm sorry to hear that.
This is in the sort of down there at the
what
bottom.
Was that? Just step on a rusty nail?
No, it was around Thanksgiving time, and I'd eaten at a Chinese restaurant. You know what, Mark? It might have been near Sarasota. It was on the way down. It was near the top of the state where we ate. And then a day later, the food tasted funny. So I've put my finger on that Chinese food that I ate the night before. And it just made me sick as a dog. And I spent all night at the Homestead ER along with ERs get full of people on Thanksgiving night for people whose stomachs are upset, I've heard. And that was the case that night. I stayed there all night, and then before I was seen, I started to feel better, so we all went home.
Just left.
Yeah.
Let's go back to Dean, who's occupying Myers Farm, trying to keep the Canadian government from swiping it from him. Now, Dean, before we went to the break, I had... You had made a call for folks to come on out and help you to occupy Myers Farm there, and it's Trenton, is that right?
Yep.
Trenton, right. Ontario. But I wonder, you know, how long is it? What's the staying power? What's the end game? What's the long view on this?
That's a good question, and it's something that we've been discussing here. A lot of the people who are supporters of Frank Myers. I've been advocating for letter writing and trying to get in touch with politicians to try to get them to change their minds. That's been going on for months and it hasn't been working. So I don't think that's what's going to change this. And that's why I think we need to be here. You're right about you mentioned before about the momentum. And I think that's a valid concern. I don't think the momentum can carry forward. I mean, it's the dead of winter here. To occupy a farm for weeks at a time or even months at a time is not feasible. When I came here, I didn't know what I was expecting to happen. I just knew that we had to do something. And I fully expected to get arrested, actually, and I'm glad I haven't yet.
I'm glad too.
But I think what is ultimately going to have to be is just a PR campaign because, I mean, we had on our Facebook page 13,000 supporters as of Sunday. And since we've been occupying the farm and getting national media coverage, we're up to 25,000 supporters on Facebook. And I really think that if it does come down to getting arrested, whether it be individuals or groups of people in waves getting arrested, I think that could help increase our public profile. And I hope enough public pressure might cause the government to back down. I don't have full confidence in that. We'll have to see how it plays out. I'm really not sure how it's all going to end, but I just don't think it's an option to not try to stop it.
So where would people, how would people find the page on Facebook?
The name of the page is Save Frank and Marjorie Myers Farm. Or you could just Google Frank Myers. There are plenty of news stories with links to the Facebook group as well. And there's updates being posted and the address is posted on there as well. And we're always needing more people to come out, especially for the late night shift and the early morning shift, because especially the early morning shift, that's when we're really concerned about the demolition crews trying to sneak in when there are a few of us here and no one here.
Well, yeah, if you're going to plan an attack, you want to plan that attack in early morning. You know, I think that it's difficult because if you're going to get people to stay, people need jobs, they need food, they need shelter. Probably Frank doesn't have a giant bunkhouse for a bunch of occupiers to stay in.
No,
he probably doesn't have a bunch of food stored up from to be able to feed all these people.
You're right. That's exactly what we're up against now. There's been a core group of us who have been here now for 2 days and two nights, and we're running on little sleep. And we can't keep doing this 24-hour shift on our own. We need more people to come out and help us if this is going to continue. Otherwise, we're going to have to go home, and at any minute, Frank's going to have to watch his barns being torn down.
Right, and then as soon as you guys go, they can get whatever they want. I think you're right that essentially the only defense that you guys really have is to shame the government sufficiently, loudly enough that they actually do back off. That's about it.
And we do see seem to have good support nationally. It's a very different story locally because this is a military town. It's the biggest base in Canada. There's no little to no support locally, and those who do support Frank locally in Trenton have to do it quietly or risk losing their jobs. I mean, we've had there was even a military member who posted a message of support on the Facebook group, and she was reprimanded for having posted the message of support.
Well, there you go. Well, I'll tell you what, I've just posted the Facebook page on our, you know, the Frank Save Frank Myers Facebook page on ours. It's Save Frank and Marjorie Myers Farm Facebook page on our Facebook page. So hopefully that gives you a little more publicity, a few more likes, and if you can return the favor and let those folks know about Free Talk Live, we'd love to corroborate. Thanks so much, Dean.
Thank you so much, guys.
855 450 free. I hope the best for them. It's so difficult to stand against the government when they've, you know, turned their evil eye on you. In this case, it looks like Frank at some point or another has signed some kind of piece of paper with them too. So that's going to give them all the justification legally that they need.
Yeah, Dean said he signed it under duress. He didn't explain what the duress may have been.
It probably wasn't waterboarding.
Uh-huh.
I'm just guessing.
Yeah, it's rough, though. I understand a little bit about what Dean and his pals are going through down there, because I think Dean said that he couldn't not do something.
Yeah.
But just being there can only be temporary, and then that's going to end, and then the farm's going to get taken away. That's my prediction.
It's either it gets taken away, or the government of Canada gets so shamed that they decide not to move forward with it right now. But if they are sufficiently motivated, it's not much that can be done. We saw what happened in New London, Connecticut, with the Fort Trumbull area. The United States Supreme Court decided that how the Constitution says that eminent domain is acceptable for public use, but we really wanted that to say is public good. And so if the government wants to take away your property and turn it into some office space that they can lease to Pfizer, that's okay. That's public use. Because, somebody who works at Pfizer must be part of the public. 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live. Be happy to hear from you on this subject.
Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. vaporsmiths.com/FTL.
If you've got aches and pain and soreness, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to Dave talk about Relief Factor 4.
I was in a sawmill accident and suffered with pain and discomfort for 60 years. I heard about Relief Factor 4 and decided to order it. And in 4 days, I was walking without a limp and without pain. I am thrilled.
For more information or to order Relief Factor 4, go online at ReliefFactor4.com. That's ReliefFactor4.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
1 out of 3 young adults and 1 out of 2 recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.